This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 11th. Well, we got the wheat markets pushing lower again yesterday, along with corn and soybeans giving us a big outside day lower yesterday. There was some chatter that Argentina is going to try another dollar devaluation, Argentine dollar devaluation, to try to spur some soybean sales, and that kind of undercut the bean complex. But we also had just a lot of news going on in the financial markets, where the CPI came in a little bit less than expected, and that was very bullish for the stock market. So we just saw this wave of trade shifting out of commodities into equities, and there was just liquidation all over the place. The dollar, the US dollar, was down over 2 full points yesterday, just in one day. And yet that did nothing to help the grain complex. You know, we've struggled in the export market, partly because of the dollar, but partly because of tight stocks here, strong basis levels. You know, we're just not competitive. But with the dollar down that hard, that should have at least spurred some interest in U.S. grains, and it really just didn't do anything. So I guess it's just one more example of, while the U.S. dollar clearly is important in the valuation of U.S. grain exports, it's definitely not the only factor. And it's, you know, we continue to look at a great deal of competition, especially in wheat and corn. With wheat, it's coming out of Russia. There's just no slowing of the exports there. Corridor or not, a corridor agreement, I should say, or not, the Russia is moving a lot of wheat. Now, they are, the UN and Russia are meeting today to talk about the corridor. I think it's pretty safe to say it's going to stay open. Even if Russia doesn't renew the agreement itself, doesn't mean that the corridor closes. It just means that they're not going to promise that they're not going to start bombing ships. But again, as I've said so many times, it behooves Russia to keep that agreement in place. It gives the ship owners confidence that their ships are going to be safe. It gives insurance companies confidence that the cargoes are going to be safe. So why wouldn't Russia want to do that? Yes, it helps Ukraine, but it also helps Russia. And Russia needs those corridors open. It needs the export sales. So I think, you know, moving forward, whether it's 6 months, you know, Russia will probably only do 6 months. They want a year, but you know, Russia gives up leverage for a year in that respect. So they're trying to get one of their banks, at least, to come back into the international finance, the payment system. The UN seems receptive to that, but it looks like they would have some kind of a monitor of that bank. But either way, it helps Russia. It helps the rest of the world. So I think that that's probably going to happen. So from that perspective, it's bearish. It's bearish wheat. You know, Russia's going to export that much more wheat more easily. And it's bearish corn, because Ukraine has been really moving a lot of corn, and they're going to continue to do that. At the same time, corn is facing headwinds from wrapping up of the harvest here, and farmers running out of storage space, so they're going to have to move it to town. And Brazil, which has continued to be a major exporter of corn, at the same time, their new crop is being planted into very good conditions. Argentine corn has been a slow start. They have time to get it in, and they started out under dry conditions, but their moisture pattern has improved significantly here over the last few weeks. So it looks like they'll ramp up their corn production, or plantings at least, as well. So it's, you know, there's a lot of headwinds facing the grains. The seasonal tendencies tend to be weak for wheat as we get into Thanksgiving. That appears to be following that normal pattern. Export sales, very poor again for wheat, just 322,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates, at least, from 2 to 600,000 tons. For corn, it's just, we're barely even moving the needle on corn at 265,000 tons. That's just barely above the low end of the range of estimates from 250 to 7. Soybeans at 795,000 tons, kind of toward its low end as well, from 600,000 to 1.3 million tons. So there, you know, there wasn't much of a bullish nugget in the export sales report either. A couple other things. Australia sold some feed wheat to South Korea. So it has begun. We've been talking about the far too much rain on mature Australian wheat, especially in the eastern seaboard. Quality is declining there. They're probably going to move it into the feed channels. Their big markets already are Asian, and this fits well into that feed grain demand from South Korea. So, and this is for the January, February, March delivery. So clearly they expect to see a bump in feed wheat supplies in Australia, and they're already getting it sold. So that's going to keep pressure too on the corn market. In another news report, we got the railroad strike appears to be at least averted for now until December 4th. They've come to a tentative agreement, so it's going to extend it a little bit longer. But there's still some hurdles here. They're getting some nice concessions, I'll give them that, but they still are looking at more things that they want. So we'll see how this goes. We don't need a railroad strike. We're doing everything we can to avert that. But it's just around the corner before we're going to have to, you know, come to this, the table again. So that's always in the background, whether we're going to have a railroad strike or not. In the meantime, we are getting some much better rains across the southeast, moving up into the Midwest. Hopefully this should help recharge some river levels and get the barges moving at a faster pace. But that's going to be a slow process, getting that back to normal. So short term, looks like the wheat market, you know, we're breaking down. We broke out of that support level. We're not bouncing back very fast. And certainly yesterday with the dollar under a huge amount of pressure could have been an ideal reason to step in and buy wheat, but it didn't happen. And corn too is starting to break down. So I'm guessing that this market continues to stay weak for these next couple weeks. And then late Nov, early Dec, we'll start, I think, to work our way out of here. But I think we're confirming that we're at best a long-term trading range market, but my guess for corn is we're at the beginning stages of a more extended bearish pattern. For wheat, you know, I don't think a bear pattern is developing yet because, you know, our own hard red winter wheat crop's in pretty big trouble already. You can't really blow this market apart to the downside until we at least get a look at what our crop looks like, and that's not until April. In the meantime, we're going to see a lot of export pressure from Russia, not a lot from Argentina, probably a lot from Australia, so back and forth and back and forth. But I think wheat probably finds a trading range. Obviously, it's not going to be the 820 level. My guess is it comes back down to the 775, and maybe even a little bit deeper to around the 750, those significant lows from mid-August. But it's going to find support here at some point. My guess will be the 775 level. So that's still a ways to go. But I think, you know, just work your way lower into Thanksgiving, and then we find out where we're going to carve out, I think, the bottom end of our trading range from there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.